Senate will vote Thursday afternoon on bills that would reopen the government, though both are expected to fail. With the partial government shutdown in day 34, the Senate is taking a new approach toward breaking the impasse. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After weeks of finger-pointing, senators will actually vote on reopening the government.
The Senate will finally have its chance.
Two bills today that would end the shutdown and pay federal workers who are days from missing a second check. Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer is pushing a bill that would temporarily reopen the government without funding the president's border wall. GOP leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats should instead vote for the bill the president would actually sign, with wall money and immigrant protections.
Enough political spite. Enough.
Both bills are expected to fail, but might spur more serious efforts toward a compromise, though Democrats insist the government be opened before any talks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Freddie Cuellar is president of the American Federation of Government Employees Local 1039. He says the shutdown is particularly tough on single parents.
A lot of people here, honestly, they're the single breadwinner. We have a lot of single mothers here who are the father, the mother, the champion at home, who raise their kids by themselves, who this is their only source of income.
Services are being disrupted. 800,000 federal workers likely to miss another paycheck on Friday. President Trump announced late Wednesday he'll wait to deliver his State of the Union address until after the government shutdown is over. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with details.
It's a great, great, horrible mark.
Fellow Republicans have also denounced Speaker Pelosi. The president's tweeted that there is no other venue that can compete with the history, tradition, and importance of the House chamber. President Trump says that he will deliver the address after the government shutdown is over, and he looks forward to giving a great speech in the near future. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is VOA News.